the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It's you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike. Dr. Mike Roizen, he's the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. Pick up a phone, talk to Dr. Mike at 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. On the email, udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. And experiment with us on iHeartRadio Talk at Radio MD. And you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to what they call the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio. It's a special news and updates station you can customize. A couple ways to do that. Go to iHeartRadio.com, download the app, go to the web. If you use the web, click Talk on the main menu, and search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Hello, Dr. Mike.
Hello, Joe.
What's our guest at 35 after the hour today? Who's our guest?
It is Dr. Bren Smith, who's Chief of Neurology at Spectrum Health, which is just outside Detroit. It's in throughout Michigan, actually. And they're looking, and he is an expert on epilepsy. He actually had it himself, which is how he got interested in this field and has some dramatic upsides, and why this season is in fact called epilepsy season. I didn't know there was a season for seizures, but there is a season.
Right, that's the question that I saw that I'd like to find out more about. So that's coming up 35 minutes after the hour. We'll have the top medical news stories of the week, the Real Age Tip of the Week in this hour coming up before the end of the hour, and your email questions and comments and Dr. Mike's email answers at udocs@gmail.com. youdocs@gmail.com. Hazards in your home this winter you can get easily rid of because we're into the winter season. What are those?
Well, there are two major hazards that are in your home that seem to thrive in winter, and those are mold and dust mites. So dust mites are in your pillow. That is, they form in the pillow, and they somehow thrive in winter, and you develop allergies to them. So they're much greater in winter than, and I didn't realize this either until the article came out, they're much more common in winter than in summer. The other one is mold in this area, again, so the way to get rid of the dust mite is it's an allergy to the dust mite protein. It's actually to the dust mite poop. Doesn't sound real good, but that's what it is. And the easy way to get rid of it is to put a latex cover on your pillow or a 1 micron filter. And it is pillows more than mattresses, so I don't know why they like pillows and not mattresses. It may be what the material of the pillow is made of, that they thrive in that, or maybe that they collect more skin there, but that's it. The other one is mold, and this requires you to do something, which is to, whenever there's dampness, you get rid of it. And then the specific thing that they say to do is that you've got to make sure all wetness goes away pretty quickly. So this is, again, an allergy of mold. And the mold that is common now is in dust samples. It is Alternia alternata. Who knew? But anyway, it is in the air. It is also on dogs and cats. And so while there's no cure for it, it is to vacuum, wash hands frequently, launder bed linens and pajamas, and to treat the bedroom as an allergy sanctuary. That is to make sure your bedroom is especially clean, vacuum it extra special, and get rid of all the dust in there, and to make sure you've gotten your filter changed on the furnace.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Clean furnace filter would be would go a long way in, you know, preventing those things from. But is it a hygiene problem? That's what I'm saying. Dust mites? People doing something unhygienic?
No, dust mites aren't related to lack of hygiene. They just are what happens when you shed skin. So the dust mite thrives on your skin, and it does this, and you shed skin, you know, you shed your skin quite frequently, and those little bits of skin are, and we all do it, those little bits of skin get through the pillow, and the dust mite takes that and eats that and enjoys it, but he puts out an allergen that you can be allergic to. So the latex cover prevents bidirectional, the 1 micron prevents it bidirectionally. The allergen is so big, I mean, it's a big enough protein, it won't come through a 1 micron filter or pillow.
Now, I always thought the mold would be more prevalent in the summer because you've got more humid conditions.
The difference is that we tend to air out our homes in summer and get rid of it, and we don't air them out in winter. You're going to get a lot of... aren't you going to get a lot of snow this weekend?
Going to? We are.
I'll be too. I mean, I can't believe how much it's still snowing, but I've shoveled about 5 times already.
Yeah, I'm about to do that. Which is great exercise if it's done in moderation.
Well, the point is you don't want to do it after eating, especially after eating heavy food or fattening food. So do it before dinner. And then take an hour after dinner where you don't do it, and then do it again. So you want to, or if you go out after dinner, eat a very light or relatively light dinner. It's always good to eat lighter at dinner time. But the other point I wanted to make is do it gradually. I mean, don't do it such that you're tired or exhausted when you do it.
Now, for those of us listening to this show, you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show across the country, at our wonderful affiliate. Some of you don't have winter weather. You have nice weather. You don't have snow and cold weather. In my opinion, the exercise of shoveling snow is the most useless exercise I can imagine. Taking one shovel of snow from one area and putting it in another area. To me, that's totally useless.
Well, some people say that when you and I chase golf balls or chase this little white ball, and all you do is you put it in a little cup, and then you pick it out of the cup, right?
Right, hit a ball, and you try walk it again. To it. Right, hit a ball, walk to it. Hit a ball, walk to it. Knock it in a little hole. But in both cases, golf or shoveling snow, it is exercise. So that's if anything positive comes out of that. While we're on the topic of winter, before we go to the break and some of the other medical news stories, what are some causes of winter depression that may be somewhat surprising?
Well, this is actually a interesting list, because I didn't expect to see the list and didn't know of many of the things on the list. So, if you will, one of them is that it's linked to, take a guess, lack of exercise.
Sure.
So we do less exercise in the winter. The second thing, because you don't get out and walk, but you're going to get out and shovel snow, rather than chasing the cup, think of each flake as a ball going in the cup, Joe. You're not moving enough. You're worried about money because of the stress of the holidays and you buy gifts. You're overwhelmed with family obligations. You're not eating right because you actually, this is a great story because we have another wonderful story. Is it fat or sugar that is more addictive? And we'll come back to that later. You feel left out. You're lonely. You drink too much. You're nostalgic for the good old times. You're overscheduled. You're turning into a hermit. And your expectations are unrealistic, Joe.
Okay, we'll pick up on that story Dr. Mike just mentioned after the break. Also, some of the other issues we'll cover, including diet soda. Diet soda evidently doesn't help you lose weight, and you'll hear why. And if you think eating healthy is expensive, you may want to rethink that thought. That's coming up. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So, it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.